Joe, the federal Real ID requirements are set to go in effect in less than 9 months now on May 7th of 2025. For those that may not remember, what is the Real ID requirements that people need to be aware of?
Well, the Real ID Act was passed back in the early 2000s, after 9/11. You know, the federal government wanted everybody to start having Real ID because we all know what took place back at, on 9/11, 2000. So what we wanted to do is, what everybody has to know is that they have to have a Real ID form, either a driver's license, which is New York State has a Real ID driver's license, or a passport, or, some other form of ID, like a Nexus card or something like that. So, and that you're going to need that to get on a domestic flight or to be able to get into a federal building. And it was supposed to take effect back in 2020. Naturally, when COVID hit, they extended it, and then they extended it again, and now we're told May 7th of 2025 will be the last extension, and everybody will have to have some form of Real ID at this point. So I just wanted to let your listeners know that, they need to start thinking about it. As you said, it's only 9 months out.
Are there any sort of specific requirements that you need in order to be eligible for a Real ID?
Naturally, you can find that on the New York State website, all the different things that you need. But you need a birth certificate, you need a Social Security card, and you need a proof of address of where you are. If you're a female and you've had a name changed, or even a male and a name change, you got to show exactly how you became Joe Smith to Joe David, or, whatever it might be, or vice versa. Or if you went through a divorce and you changed your name back, or been married for the third time, you got to show a paper trail of who you are and how you became, that name, of who you are exactly.
How does a Real ID differ from, say, an enhanced license or a passport?
Well, an enhanced driver's license is the same as a Real ID. You just got to pay more money for that one, Braden. It's $94.50 versus your $68.50, for a regular driver's license. That is a Real ID one. It's the same amount of money for a regular driver's license as a Real ID one. It's just you got to bring in a proper documentation to show that you are, in fact, like myself, Joe Jastrzemski. I got to bring in my birth certificate. I got to bring in my Social Security card and a proof of address, of where I live. And that'll get me my Real ID. And it's got to be a certified birth certificate. It can't be one like a baptismal birth certificate or something like that. It's got to be a certified stamp birth certificate. Now, a passport is the same as, only that lasts, that's 10 years and it costs you more money for a passport, but that's the Holy Grail. That'll take you anywhere in our country and it'll take you anywhere in the world for the most part. And then an enhanced driver's license is the same as a Real ID. That'll get you over into Canada and get you into Mexico.
And for anyone that wants...
And on a domestic flight.
Right. And for anyone that wants more information or wishes to sign up for a Real ID, what's the best way to do so?
Naturally, you got to come into one of our local DMV offices here in Niagara County, or if you live in Erie County, you could go to an Erie County office. But, in Niagara County, we take appointments. There are appointments that you can make. We are going to start experiencing an uptick now again in driver's license, because every 8 years you have to renew your driver's license. So, we're going to start that new cycle again when they went into those 8 year cycles. So you can go on NiagaraCounty.com website. You can go to DMV, my DMV there. And then what you can do is, book an appointment at any one of our three offices and come in and we'll honor your appointment. The other thing I want to point out too, Brayton, is, New York State, under this Real ID Act, part of the provision is state-to-state verification. And what that's going to start taking effect here on September 3rd. So what I want your listeners to know is that if you have a non-driver ID and you are a Florida driver's license, and you have a Florida driver's license, you can't have two forms of ID like that. So what they would do is they would suspend and revoke your Florida driver's license. So anybody that's a listener, you cannot have a non-driver ID no more. And primarily, most of the people that had non-driver IDs are individuals that have pistol permits and had to recertify their pistols. That was the reason why most of them had to have a real ID or a non-driver ID. But no longer is that needed in order to be able to recertify your pistol permit.
Anything else, Joe, that you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
All I'm telling you and tell your listeners, don't wait to the last minute, because if you don't have some form of real ID, you're not going to be able to get on a domestic airline flight anymore.